producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program. I'm the good day guy, the good day go-to guy. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer's the good day go-to gal. And Richie is the good day go-to. What's the use for it? I'm the guy. Never know. It's got to be all G's. You got to be. I'm the good day guy. She's the good day gal.
I hate to say this. Somebody's going to have to be grandpa.
Well, I would be that because Richie sure is.
Yeah, because you are.
Good
cute
day,
little
grandpa.
Miles.
Yes, he is a cutie pie. I'll tell you that. That's for sure. Cute, 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 cute. So, those of you who are planning a winter vacation, perhaps there is some food for thought in here, courtesy of a survey done by Expedia. Expedia is one of the big travel brands. Do you use Expedia, Jennifer?
Sure, I do all the time.
Richie, you use Expedia?
I just switched to it. I used to use Orbitz, but then after I realized that they don't get as good of pricing and their fines, I switched over to Expedia.
So this study done by Expedia, 10,000 travelers from a bunch of different countries. The study finds travelers consider their mobile device their single most indispensable item when they go traveling. They rate it higher than their toothbrush, deodorant, or driver's license. My God, where are we going?
They shouldn't, but I totally get it because I feel naked without my phone. It's not like you can't buy a toothbrush somewhere, but you don't really go out and buy a new cell phone.
The report found users continue, 60% of users are unwilling to go on vacation without their smartphone.
It's
an
important
travel companion, said the respondents. The stories at DougSteffen.com. Report found users continue to use their devices even when they're on vacation. More than half the respondents say that they would feel lost without it, no matter where they are, where they're going, business, pleasure, travel, home. Good God. Study also focused on offensive smartphone behaviors, Richie. 58% of those surveyed find playing music, playing games, playing videos without using a headphone when you're in public is offensive. I will
agree.
Add amen and agree to that. What did you start to say?
When we go to Colombia, where my wife is from, obviously I cannot make or receive phone calls without...
You could if you put one of those SIM cards.
As if I change the SIM card in it, which I don't want to do.
Are you impressed that I know that, Richie?
It's just very good, Doug.
Can you do that with iPhones, though? I don't...
You can.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, you can change those devices.
So, but with Wi-Fi and apps like WhatsApp, or anything, you don't need cell service. You can still make Wi-Fi VoIP calls and still do everything that you needed to do. So you're still connected for the most part.
Remember how expensive it used to be when you would go overseas to make a phone call?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like you just need internet connection. You're good to go.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Jen, the latest, all of the nominations have come out for the Oscars. That'll be the last week of February. I thought maybe it might be useful so that we can comment on, so let's just go through the list if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I want to say something about what I feel regarding the nominations, whether the pictures or the actors or whatever. And Richie, certainly you, Jen, with your comments, people can comment as well by going to facebook.com/good day. Send us a tweet at Twitter. at Cadet. So what do we have that's is there some surprise in this list, or is it all
expected? I'm happy for Sylvester Stallone, because he got an Academy Award nomination. I think this has got to be his first for a supporting actor in Creed. But let's start at the top. Best Picture nominees: The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight.
All right, so of that group, there are three, perhaps four, that I think are good pictures. Spotlight, the Bridge movie, Martian, and what was the Spotlight? Did I say that twice?
You did.
Okay. There was one. Oh, Big Short.
I think the Revenant I think the Revenant will probably win in this category.
Horrible movie.
Well, it's not actually.
Yes,
it's horrible because it's violent.
Grizzly.
So you think
it's horrible.
Great
violent.
Movie, but very violent.
Yeah, the lesson is great. It's nice because there's victory there. But
I was talking with my friend last night, who's 40-ish girl, and I said so. And her husband is in the Directors Guild, so they've seen every movie and then some that have gotten nominated so far. I said, what's your favorite? And she said, well, she's like, I've really loved them all this year. She said, The Revenant. I said, really, it's not too much. It's not too crazy. Do you think I can handle it? And she goes, she said, it is so stunningly beautiful that when you watch the movie, you kind of forget that you're watching all that violence, because the landscape, the way they shoot it, is just stunning.
I can't get by that stuff. I'm not that good.
There you go. So that was from my friend Jamie.
That group, you've only seen one of those movies?
I've only seen The Martian so far. I have all the screeners for all of these except for Mad Max. But
you've only seen one of those, Reggie?
Hey, I have kids. I mean, we go see kids' movies, Star Wars.
Three jobs and a demanding schedule.
This Brooklyn movie I want to go see, and I also want to see Benghazi for the obvious reason.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. And I'd also like to see The Big Short.
Yeah.
I have. I started watching that, and I fell asleep, so I've got to finish that this
weekend. And The Bridge of Spies. I'd love to
see that, too. And even though Concussion's up for a few awards, I think, that's a movie.
Well, let's keep going. Should we see? All right, so those are the best pictures. Yep. So actor in a leading role, Bryan Cranston, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Fassbender, and Eddie Redmayne. I think Eddie Redmayne will be the shoe-in here. Maybe, maybe not. It might be Leonardo DiCaprio's year for The Revenant, but if not, it's Eddie Redmayne all
the
way.
The only one in that list that I wouldn't vote for would be Redmayne for that role. Anyway, I think he's quite a good actor.
Well, the role is creepy, but he transformed himself into a woman for the Danish girl. I mean, just in a really crazy way.
Always that transvestite, mentally challenged role that gets people the Oscar nods. I think you're a little old.
You can have it.
Oh, my God. Back away. The transvestite, mentally challenged role.
It is. Look at Tom Hanks.
He transitioned. This is the Caitlyn Jenner story, okay? All right. Actually, leading role.
Why does that make it? So what? It's the Caitlyn.
Right.
So why do I have to embrace that? I don't care.
You don't have to do anything you don't want. I just said some people might think Rich.
Well, but you see, what you just said. Exactly. There's a hint there of criticism because of what Rich said about what he feels.
I'm a racist, right, Jen?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Right. Don't go quite that stiff.
No, but he said mental illness transvestite. I'm saying, look, I'm not throwing stones. I'm just saying that the PC police would be all over you.
Sean Penn and Tom Hanks never got looked at for an Oscar until they played a mentally disabled person.
Well, and all these movies that get nominated always have to have a message. Like, they never pick the best movie of the year as Star Wars, because even though that is the most crowd-pleasing movie of the year.
No, it's got the strongest message. It's about the Force, for God's sakes. It's about everything that works and ticks and how we all live and survive and where we come from. That's the deepest movie that's there, by far. They just are too moronic and stupid to get it. They don't get it. They
always
have
to be something messagey, something political.
That's the message.
And you have to, it always undergoes some transformation. So when you lose 30 pounds for a role, all of a sudden.
That's why I say The Martian wins, because it doesn't. It doesn't have some deep message.
It will never win, but I love it. I think it was a great movie. All right, actress in a leading role went to Cate Blanchett, Brie Larson, Jennifer Lawrence, which is surprising because I don't think Joy was that good, but she gets awards for everything. She's like
slow to start with, but it was a good story as we got through the movie.
She's the It Woman. Charlotte Rampling, and then Saoirse Ronan. I'm not sure.
All right, so Charlotte Rampling is up for a movie called 45, which I have not seen, but I saw it's in the art houses. I want to go see it. She's quite, for those of you who remember, her first big role was playing opposite Paul Newman in a movie about a lawyer from Boston. And the title begins with a V, but I can't remember what the what the title was, but she is aged not necessarily gracefully. And I say that, I said that Meredith and I were talking about that, and she said, well, you wouldn't say that about a man. And she's probably right, I wouldn't have. But I understand Tom Courtney is in this movie. This is about a woman and a man who are married and have been married for 45 years when the first love of the husband comes back into the scene, and what Charlotte Rampling's character does to cope with it. And it looks like quite a good, provocative, thoughtful movie that, as I say, isn't going to get very far because it's in the outhouses. The outhouses.
Might as well be.
That's in the Arthouse movie theater. Okay. After that one, I'll pause for a moment here.
Well, hold on before you do that.
What?
Star Wars was nominated. Five movies.
Five
times? Sure,
all tech stuff, yeah. Film editing, sound editing, sound mixing, visual effects.
Well, we'll do music, directing, and supporting actors. How about that?
Now? All right, stand by. It's 17 past. This is Good Day.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus, get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
All right, so you get actors in a supporting role.
Okay. Christian Bale, Tom Hardy, Mark Ruffalo, Mark Rylance, and Sylvester Stallone.
Who's
I'm
Mark
full
Rylance?
Of first lie.
Who's
I have
Mark
no
Rylance?
Idea.
I don't know him either. The others
no
are good.
Clue.
Ruffalo's becoming quite a good actor.
Great actor, yeah.
Sylvester probably gets it, but wasn't...
Christian Bale was awesome, though, in The Big Short,
good.
From what
Absolutely
I hear, so,
good.
You know.
Yeah, right. And so where is... what's his face from Spotlight? Why is he nominated as Best Actor?
Who are you speaking about?
I'm speaking about Batman.
Oh, Christian Bale?
No. He was the other Batman.
Michael Keaton. Oh, you're talking about Michael Keaton.
Keaton and Bale were in the same movie together a couple of years ago, that Birdman thing.
No, Michael Keaton. He's out of here.
Oh, no, it's Edward Norton. All right, 21 after.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Some of the songs from the Academy Award winning movies. What do we have for music that's been nominated, Jen Jen? We're going through Academy Award nominations here.
From 50 Shades of Grey.
Right, this is a big, this was a huge hit, actually. All right,
The movie wasn't, but the song was?
The song, yeah. Score nominees. These are the ones, the original songs for Bridge of Spies, Carol, The Hateful Eight, Cicero, and Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I would think there, Star Wars might have a chance, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's won before.
Yeah.
For music. But wasn't there some other, the movie from the James Bond, wasn't that Sam Smith, Spade, whatever his name is?
He's good. Whatever it is, that song won at the Golden Globes.
Do you know what is the most politically incorrect thing I could say at the moment about him?
What's that?
I'm hesitating because I don't want to be politically incorrect. I just was amused by his sort of romp up to the stage.
Is that
insensitive?
Kind of. The song that you're talking about is Writing on the Wall. That
great
was from the movie Spectre.
Super song.
That was nominated also for an Oscar. Music original song nominees include that one. Also earned it. Rich just played it from 50 Shades of Grey. Manta Ray, Racing Extinction.
That's what this is.
Where is this song from? This is from what?
This is from Racing Extinction.
What's that? What's the movie? The movie's called Extinction?
Racing,
Racing
Extinction.
I never heard of it. What movie? Have you ever heard of that movie?
No.
Richie, you ever heard of that movie? What's
hashtag
it about?
But it got nominated for an Oscar for the score.
Yeah, but what's it about, even?
Don't know. Here's another
this
one I've never heard of.
Simple song number 3 from the movie Youth. The Youth.
Youth.
Youths.
Yeah. All right, so what's this? Is that what you're playing now?
Mm-hmm.
I hope this is a sad movie, because this is sure a sad song.
Well, this has got to be a giveaway to either Spectre or 50 Shades of Grey. Okay. Next up.
What is this?
This is Simple Song number 3.
Really?
All right. Up, then rounding out the category, Till It Happens to You, The Hunting Ground. Is the movie that
I don't have
song? All right, well, there you go.
Good Lord.
All right, should we do supporting actress?
Yes, please.
Let me flip back over there.
Get some old.
I mean, really?
Who won? What music won last year? What was the Oscar-winning soundtrack last year? I'd like to know if it was some movie.
Spectre won at the Golden Globes. I'd expect the same thing.
Yeah. Well. Although I think that Ennio Morricone, or whatever his name is, I think if you can keep Quentin Tarantino away from the microphone, the guy may have a chance just because of his age.
Quentin Tarantino, man.
He's 86 years old
yeah.
And has done some of the most spectacular Western themes. He started with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly 40 years ago.
Wow.
And scores from them, most of them have been all Westerns, but... Yeah, I think the score is great. I've listened to it. I don't know about the movie. Anyway, what else?
Sorry, best supporting actresses. We haven't done that yet. Jennifer Jason Leigh, Rooney Mara, Rachel McAdams, Alicia Vikander, and Kate Winslet for the Steve Jobs.
Rooney Mara, she's a little weird.
She's a lot weird. She was in that movie Carol about the.
Wasn't she in the movie with James Bond? But it wasn't a James Bond movie.
Yeah, it was the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Everybody
thought she was quite good in that. I think I thought she was quite good in it. But, yeah, a little bit on the strange side. But
animated features, Annalisa, Boy in the World, Inside Out, Shaun the Sheep, and When Marnie Was There. I think Inside Out's got that nailed.
What's Inside Out?
Probably the most mass appeal cartoon of the year.
Oh, see, I don't see those. So
yeah, it was a fun movie.
Probably should start going to them.
You'd like all of the animated movies.
Would I?
Love them. Oh, yeah.
Don't see the Good Dinosaur, though. You will cry through the whole stinking thing.
Really?
Yeah.
It is the saddest thing ever. It's tragic.
Really?
You think the Revenant stuff?
Right up your alley.
If you think the Revenant stuff, don't go see the Good Dinosaur.
Why, does he get eaten?
No, it's just
bad
sad
dinosaur?
And tragic and
bring a child. Why would you create a movie?
They're all like that, though.
Animated movie.
Every Disney movie is based on a parent dying.
Really?
Every single one.
Oh, that's horrible.
Think about it. Snow White. Yeah. Little Mermaid.
Fantasia.
Beauty.
Monsters, Inc. and all those, no.
No.
Yeah, but they're always sad.
I'm sure that I'm going to end up being the one who takes Miles to the movies. But he's not going until he's old enough to know what's going on. We're not bringing him to any
12, 13.
Yeah. And not a day sooner.
At 10 years old. Well, they're agreeing with me about not putting him in front of a television screen or a computer screen. They both agree with me on that. And I just to underscore it, for those of you who have not heard me go off on one of my toots, how bad it is to put your young child under 3 in front of a screen with all of those moving parts, because it makes a mess.
Unless it's a Tarantino flick, and then they'll be perfect.
That'd be perfect. Yeah,
no
be
problem. Nice.
Yeah. All right, so there's some of the action as far as the coming attractions for the Oscars later on in February. 1:30 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Very nice, uh-huh. Yeah. Look up Google Being and see what you get about it. I think you would like if you could go rent the movie or you
your
can.
Your entry is too old. Weird. I didn't know that.
Not a smart aleck you are. Jennifer Horn, the Good Day program. Richie's the smart aleck. Richie is the smart aleck.
No. Really?
All right, so here, speaking of smart alecks, there is a photo fight. You know how they have food fights in cafeterias? This is a photo fight of a pregnant teenager. Anderson Bonilla, editor-in-chief of the yearbook at a high school that's right down the road from where you are, Richie. Matter of fact, a lot of Virginia stories this week. Oh, yeah. This is Mount Vernon High School.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so he decided he wanted to show student life as it really was. So he said, I'm the editor. I'm not going to present a glossy, idealized version of high school life. I'm going to bring the gritty, down-to-earth realities. And we have pregnant girls in our high school. So we're going to have, there's a lot of immigrant students there, classmates learning English, having an awkward time. There's a page that gives tips on how to tell students how to help youngsters going through grieving after losing a parent or a friend, something like that. Two pages dedicated to showing the lives of teenage mothers. And at that point, the principal of the school said, enough! No! You can't do that. So the editor says, we want to show the real world. He made the theme of the book where we really live, reporting something worth knowing. That takes a lot of starch for a kid in high school, right? Don't you think it does?
Yeah, totally.
So then what got down to the nitty-gritty was this photo of a pregnant teen girl, actually a couple of them, one of them bearing her stomach. And that's where the principal drew the line. The fights go on. The student leaders and students in general, they apparently did a survey of the students there, want to show what the real life is like. In our reality, there are young girls who are pregnant. I remember a pregnant girl when I was in high school, and they did everything they could. The principal school to keep her out of school, and they couldn't. And they shouldn't, in my opinion anyway. But the principal says she will not allow the photos of this young 15-year-old mother, Hannah Talbert. She's a junior at the high school, can't be in the yearbook. So the principal, when interviewed, the news media has been trying to get her, she wouldn't talk to them directly, but she said in a statement that this problem has raised concerns about photos and what the students are telling the rest of the world about them, and maybe because they're underage, they ought to get permission from their parents to run them, that kind of stuff. But this looks like a smokescreen to me. So where do we come down on this? Allow the picture of a pregnant teenager in the yearbook or not? Yes or no?
Well, I'd have to know about the rules, I think, surrounding
it.
Because, well, you know, I can speak from my own experience in my high school. I went to a Catholic high school.
Yeah.
And,
oh, man, can you imagine that? Ooh.
Well, I can't imagine that because it happened.
It did?
And in my class, a girl got pregnant and was asked to leave the school. And they told her she could come back after she had the baby, but that she could not be at school pregnant. And she went out and lawyered up with our buddy Gloria Allred, mm-hmm. and took on the Archdiocese in Los Angeles to fight the decision by my high school, Alemany High School. And she lost because in the rules, it clearly states that this was not something that was allowed in the school system. It was put out. It was, you know, imprinted. It wasn't a new decision that they had just made. And so even with Gloria Allred on her side, she lost that. She never ended up coming back to our school. She went somewhere else. But we had another girl get pregnant who did have her baby and then come back. So
yeah. It would be pictures of these girls.
That's
and
the thing here,
their
is
pregnancy.
Is they're spotlighting it like it's something special instead of it just being
part of life.
Part of life.
Yeah.
Okay, here's this person.
Well, I don't think
this
they're spotlighting it, Richard. I think that's the way the principal took it. But I don't
know. When you put a picture of her belly on the. You wouldn't do that for anybody else. They're doing it because she's pregnant and they want to spotlight it.
I wouldn't do it for you.
I just can't stand when people try to make something like. Just be there. Just be, you're part of the community.
Have her picture with her clothes on and not with her bare belly hanging.
Why make a big deal out of something? You're just there.
Well,
you're,
because it's a student's protest. It's healthy. I don't see this. I mean, I might not like it if it was my daughter.
I don't like people. I don't know. Maybe I'm.
I like people who
protest. I'm white bread. Okay.
Yeah, you are.
I don't like people coming up to me and going, look.
Yeah.
See.
Forcing your attention.
Yeah. You know what?
Well, you're not
care.
Forcing them to read it. You don't have to read it. You want to look at it? Don't look at it.
I don't care. You just. Everybody's here. We're all together, right?
Yeah.
Why do you need me? Why do you need to be in my face with it?
You don't need to look at it if you don't want to.
It's like if it's in the yearbook, television. I do need to look
no,
at it.
No, you don't. Just flip the page. Oh, look at that.
No, I just won't buy the yearbook, and then okay. you're out $17.
There you go. That's fine. You're
in
the free country.
Yeah.
Free country, you get to do what you want to do. I have no problem with this, actually. As long as it's not my daughter.
See? Look at you.
Right.
Yeah. Wow, Faye,
what if it is
you? You're a hypocrite.
Then everybody wants to be special, Doug. Everybody who's a little bit different is going to want to be special.
I'm the
and they're
going to want
to be on the cover of the yearbook.
Of an A student at Mufuski's Junior High School.
That's right.
Put that sticker on your car and you'll learn to love it. Love it. All right.
Everybody needs to have attention.
Yeah, we need. Not enough good attention.
Walk on down the street, dude. Just walk on by.
All right. How many of you have children who are sick? I have a grandson who has a cold, coughing, Do you give them cough syrup? Not at that age.
No.
I don't take cough syrup anyway. But there's a problem with a couple of different types of cough syrup, Richie, being recalled after some of the, what happened was the cups that are on the top of them are contaminated somehow.
And, oh, sure. Nobody washes those things after they use it once or twice.
It's not that they were
twice.
When you buy them at the drugstore, they were contaminated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's see here.
We don't use them anyway. We have these little syringes where you pull out the measured dose, stick the syringe in the kid's mouth, and then wash the syringe when you're done.
Ah, okay. So let's see. The major store selling this brand, it's Perrigo, P-R-R-R-I-G-O, Children's Grape Liquid, it's sold at CVS, at Rite Aid, Kroger, Dollar General, Sunmark, Good Sense, Care One, Taco Bell. So these are all, what I'm getting out of this is the store brands, because you have the regular brand, which is, what's the most powerful or the highest selling?
I mean, the Tylenol the one with the D.
Advil.
Yeah, okay. So these are store-labeled products that are the same thing. They sell them cheaper, that's all.
Isn't it funny that the cold medicine has become the most popular aspirin, like headache remover brands? They've all come up with their own cold medicine.
A lot of people use them to go to sleep.
They play on their brand strength, I guess, and they just invent. It's interesting. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Why are you sorry?
Back to you in the studio.
Why are you sorry?
Because it just popped into my head. I'm like, the first brands that came into my head for cold medicine are headache brands.
All right, so I listened to somebody talk about this yesterday, and I went through the roof. I was yelling at the radio when he said, just throw them away. No, you bring them back to the store.
Money.
And get your money back. You don't throw them away. You put them out of reach so nobody can get at them, or put them in a bag or something.
Sure.
But you don't throw them away. You bring them back to the store.
I see one here where the cups are being recalled, the same cups you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because they have incorrect markings, and you could give your kid the wrong dose. And accidentally
overdo it.
Right.
Yeah.
100 milligrams instead of 5 or something like that. Yeah, there's that problem. There's two different problems, but I think you're right. They're all, and they're basically the same product. It's just, whether you're using the, it's not day one. What's the other? NyQuil. That's what I was looking for. NyQuil and DayQuil.
Yeah.
Those are two.
You wouldn't give that to a kid, though.
No.
It's got alcohol in itself.
But I think, some of these, I remember when I was a kid, frankly, my mother gave me, I was never sick. But I was, I got up pretty early in the morning most of the time. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life. And my mother, on the weekends, would give me this stuff so I wouldn't get up at 4 o'clock.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I just remembered
that's
that.
That's horrible.
Well, I used to get up at 4 o'clock, get on my bike, and ride up to the farm on Saturday and Sunday morning. She didn't want me to do that.
Yeah, but you can't drug your kid. I mean, that's pretty bad.
I get that. There's probably a lot of people out there that do that.
That's what I'm curious. It better not be you.
Hey, Johnny, have a little of this Jack Daniels.
Well, Megan and I were talking about that the other day. Tony used to have a beer before she nursed Megan so that Megan would go right to sleep, because the beer goes right into your system.
Oh, really? Because I'd heard beer actually helps you. Dark beer makes you produce more milk, so I know a lot of moms that do that.
I don't know about that, yeah. Well, that's what they're telling you they're doing, because I don't want to seem like they're child abusers, but they're really drinking the beer so the kids go to sleep. That's how that works, Jennifer. You'll get used to that when you have your 13 children coming up soon.
Yeah, going to totally have all 13 of them.
All right, 40. Calm down. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now. 1-800-756-3710. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-756-3710. That's 1-800-756-3710. One more time, ready? 800-756-3710.
47, past the hour, Jennifer Horn, Richard
yes,
Fenn,
Doug Steffen's
good day. So we're in the sort of recall department here. There is a report of oranges that are, you know how Del Monte and some of these other companies do grapefruit and oranges in a glass jar, the old bell jar sort of routine, and they're quite popular. I buy the grapefruit all the time because I find it quite good. A lot of them have been recalled. Certain packages of orange stories at DougSteffen.com being recalled because there's broken glass in the oranges.
Yeah.
How do you do that? And then there's this Cadbury cream egg. This is a real scandal. Did you see this? That was a story.
They changed the recipe, right? Which
yeah.
caused sales to go down.
Right.
You know, I have to tell you, I noticed this because Cadbury eggs used to be my very favorite candy.
Oh, yummy.
Time.
Yeah.
And I think I bought one this year, and I hadn't had one in a long time, and I think I tried it, and I was like, ooh, did something change, or did I just lose my taste for it?
No, they changed the recipe.
It was drier and crumbly or something.
Yeah.
It's weird.
The cream egg fans are furious because the recipe was changed from dairy milk to powdered milk.
Oh, see, it was crumbly.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
There's outreach in the streets, Rich.
Right.
Just go with this.
You don't have bigger problems?
No, this is the biggest problem there is today.
That's what they're outraged about?
This is an outrage.
Yeah. They're cutting off heads in the Middle East. Maybe you should.
Nah, this is very important. All right, so the other thing that we've been following here all week is the situation in Michigan. The governor, Rick Snyder, has now activated the National Guard to get clean water to Flint. People are now dying. 100,000 people have a problem dealing with this water situation. Flint, as you remember, left the Detroit water system to save money. The city started taking the water from the Flint River, which is polluted like you wouldn't believe. The water looks horrible, smells worse. You know, children getting sick, blood tests showing they have outrageous levels of lead in their systems. Lead can affect brain development, cause a lot of behavior problems. So the state got involved. Now the feds are involved. And one wonders, as I've asked every time I've gone through this, how stupid can you be? How could these people, did they put their clothes on and tie their shoes? How do they do that? How do you put stinking rotten water into the water supply and think you're going to get away with it? Oy. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As you may know, there are many who consider the Miss United States pageant to be outdated and anti-feminist. What would you say to them?
Well, I would have to say I used to be one of them. And then I came here and I realized that these women are smart, terrific people who are just trying to make a difference in the world.
She reigns. Over all she sees, she's beauty and she's great.
The quiz would be, who's singing Miss United States from Miss Congeniality, number one movie this week in 2001. My God, this goes back that far.
And if anyone tries to hurt one of my new friends, I would take them out. I would make them suffer so much that they'd wish they were never born. And if they ran, I would hunt them down.
Fun movie. Lie.
It's not the bloody ice cream. What? Lie.
Lighting.
No. Don't pick your feet up. Don't pick your feet up. Why are you picking your feet up?
Because I'm preparing to run away.
This had quite a cast, as I remember. Maurice there, and Candace Bergen, William Shatner was in it, and Sandra Bullock.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. I said Maurice because that's his real name. Did you get that, Chugger?
That's very inside. That's even too inside for me.
Chugger is here.
But I appreciate your being a little bit different.
His name is Maurice Whipplewhite, I believe.
Well, really?
Something like that.
I like Michael Caine better.
Much better. Yes, right. That'd be a whole. We could have a whole discussion of how many people have changed their names when they came to Hollywood to make it big, and you go all the way back to Norma Jean and go forward, or people like Cary Grant, and that his real name is very British. It's like I'm off on a tangent, but you know, a lot of these people change their names, and you wonder why. I think fewer of them do it today, though. Don't you? Than used to be the case in the big Hollywood era.
I think it depends on what your name is. Like if it's really hard to pronounce, they'll probably change it. I'll tell you, really, I know I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, but on Chicago Fire, there's a young actor, and in the credits, his name is Stephen R. McQueen.
Yeah.
Like why wouldn't he change his name?
He's no relation.
No, I don't believe he is.
Isn't that the show that Taylor, what's his name, Lady Gaga's boyfriend is
in?
Yeah,
really, I love that show.
Yeah, well, they see that he's going to develop a law and order for Chicago to go to the other three shows.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
As we embark on the new year, many people are making resolutions to eat better. More and more Americans are seeking out protein, a nutrient that's an important part of a healthy eating routine. But it's not enough to simply get enough protein. When you get protein is just as important. Registered dietitian Holly Granger has some advice.
Americans tend to eat most of their protein in the evening, but spacing protein intake throughout the day can help optimize how your body uses it. I recommend getting around 25 to 30 grams of protein at each meal, including breakfast, yet most people only get around 13 grams in the morning. Pairing milk and its high-quality protein with your breakfast is an easy, delicious way to help get to 25 to 30 grams of protein before noon. Powering up your morning with a protein-rich breakfast, including milk, can help energize mornings. Plus, you'll also feel fuller longer so you can focus on the things you want to accomplish.
Visit milklife.com/morningprotein or follow #mymorningprotein to get tips and learn how you can win free milk.
All right, Chucker, movie news bag. What's in it?
Sylvester Stallone got nominated for Best Supporting Actor this morning. I'm glad to see that. And the anticipated sequel to the movie Creed was officially announced. It'll hit theaters November 2017. Michael B. Jordan as Adonis Creed will be back, and Stallone will be back as Rocky Balboa. The interesting thing about this project is that 29-year-old director Ryan Cotlin, who did a great job on Creed, just signed on to do the superhero movie The Black Panther over at Marvel, so he most likely will not be available. My gut feeling, Stallone will probably jump into the director's chair, but let's see how that plays out. George Miller, the director of Mad Max Fury Road, in an interview the other day stated he finished with the Mad Max films, stating that they just take way, way too long in production to do. That's a disappointment to some fans who want to see another one.
Wow.
I do believe there will be another one.
Garbage.
And just hire another director. And also, last story, Miles Teller, who starred in the movie Whiplash, he's a good young actor. Dave Franco, who's James Franco's brother, and a few other young actors, including Scott Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's son, reportedly on the short list to play Han Solo in Disney's Star Wars spinoff movie.
Ah, wouldn't it be interesting if Eastwood got that job?
That would. I mean, do we really need a Han Solo spinoff movie? No, but we're going to get it.
That'd be cool. That'd be fun. By the way, Scott Eastwood is in a movie called Diablo. It's a Western playing unlimited release right now, in case you're interested. Thank you, Chucker. 59 after on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.